Hello. My name is Jonathan Page, and I am one of the pastors at Herndon United Methodist Church. And I'm so grateful that you are taking part in today's drive-through communion opportunity. Today we're going to be reading the Christmas story as it's found in the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, the first through the 20th verses. I'll be reading from the Common English Translation. I invite you, as you are listening for the scriptures, to be listening for how God might be speaking to you. Might we open our ears and our hearts to hear God's word together. Now, in those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax lists. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city, called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, and wrapped him snugly and laid him in a manger, for there was no place for them in the guest room. Now nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. And this is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel, praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what has happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." So they went quickly, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. And the shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told. My friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. May you and yours be blessed with that good news, that wonderful, joyous news for all people on this Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. God bless you.